Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Mouse Chat. I am heading to Disneyland and wanted to take everyone along for the ride. This is my very first trip to Disneyland. I've gone to Walt Disney World many, many, many times and wanted to compare it to Disneyland. So I have recorded 2 days of the parks, Disney's California Adventure and the Magic Kingdom at Disneyland. And the audio podcast is me exploring Disneyland for the first time and going on the rides, attractions, and shows. So there's a lot of audio from the shows and rides at Disneyland. So if you're interested in hearing what some of the rides are, some of the rides you haven't been on, this hopefully will be a good podcast, or it could be extremely boring. So we will give it a try and let me know what you think. I'm going to break these up into multiple shows. This particular podcast is going to be Disney's California Adventure, and I will probably have one additional Disney California Adventure with some miscellaneous bits that don't fit in really anywhere at the end of it, and then I'll probably have one or two walkabout podcasts about Disney's or Disneyland at the Magic Kingdom. So here we go. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. It's Steve with Mouse Chat, and I just arrived at the Disneyland Resort. I just checked in at the front desk, and I am in the Dream Building, which is right next to the main building, just out the back and to the left. I'm up on the fifth floor and have a king-size bed in one of the newly refurbished, remodeled rooms over here at the Disneyland Hotel. The hotel room is very nice. I'll make some videos and attach them to the mousechat.net show notes page for everybody. Very nice bedroom. It's got a shower with tub, similar to the amenities you would get at a Walt Disney World resort. I would say the room might be slightly smaller than a deluxe room at the Walt Disney World resort, but I'll look that up. The pool area is being completely refurbished over here. So the entire pool and the buildings out there are all roped off. They have a very small section of the pool opened up so the kids can still swim over here. And then from here, we're going to head over to California Adventure, and I'll talk to you there. Okay, we are walking from the Disneyland Hotel to California Adventure and Disneyland, the park. And you can walk just right outside the building is ESPN and Rainforest Cafe, so you're literally right inside the downtown Disney area. So right now I'm walking by the House of Blues. And the Jazz Kitchen. It is January 2nd, and it is still Christmas here until Tuesday, so for 2 more days, and then all the Christmas decorations will be coming down. They have a D Street, just like at Disney World, with the Vinylmations. They have a Build-A-Bear. And right next to that is Ride Makers in a permanent location that looks really nice. Over here by the Haagen-Dazs shop right now, and there's a pretzel shop, there's a Jamba Juice, which is a smoothie juice place, there's Quiksilver and Roxy, there's a Sephora. And there's the Grand California Hotel, which is also connected right here to Downtown Disney. Now, they have an Italian restaurant here called Naples, which is supposed to be similar. I think it's also owned by the same people that own the restaurant over at Epcot, the new Italian restaurant that just opened up over there. And here is the giant World of Disney store. We're going to walk a little farther and I'll check back in with you when we get to the main entrance to Disneyland and California Adventure. Okay, we are at California Adventure, and it's raining, of course, but there are still people here. I just walked in the main gate. It's a little more confusing if you're a cast member, because I used to work at Disney World, so to use a cast member ticket takes a while for them to figure out how to use a Disney World cast member ticket at Disneyland, but that's kind of expected. So when you first walk in, you go underneath the San Francisco Bridge, and then there's a giant electronica stage with a digital countdown for 5 hours till the electronica show. And I am going to head over to the Grizzly River Falls, which is supposed to have a fast pass machine for the tonight's show of World of Color. And there is a giant wall to my left as you first walk in with all the electronica stuff on it, which I have to assume has all the enhancements coming soon. There's so much stuff here that's the same, but that's different. So it's going to be a little overwhelming to try to figure out where to go. My first stop is to try to get my fast pass for the show tonight. And then after that, we'll start hitting some of the rides. Okay, I'm over here by Soarin' now, which is supposed to be exactly the same as at Epcot. Okay, World of Color Fast Pass Distribution Center ahead. Okay, I'm walking literally right next to the Grand Californian Hotel. So it has an entrance right here to California Adventure. And I would go on the Whitewater Rapid ride over here, except that it's freezing cold and raining. Yeah, there's a raft going by now that has 2 people in it. Okay, fast passes for the 8 o'clock show. Okay, I have a fast pass for World of Color for return between 7:15 and 8 o'clock for the 8 o'clock performance. I am in the red viewing location. So we'll let you know how that goes. So I think the strategy right now is to go get a snack and head over to California and Screamin' and ride that roller coaster before it really starts to rain, so I can try to get some of the outside attractions in. Ooh, there's churros. That might be my snack stop. There's cotton candy ahead. We'll pass on that. Get a churro for $3.50. So far, the crowds seem pretty light. They're just walking back into the park, and I haven't hit a ride yet, so I'll let you know how the lines are there. Oh, here's the Little Mermaid. Wow, the show building for the Little Mermaid that you can see on the other side of the wall is amazing. And it looks like it's really coming along. I mean, it's all detailed and painted. It's a little bit of scaffolding on part of it. Yeah, so I just passed the Little Mermaid, which looks like it's going to be really nice. And I'm at the Paradise Pier location, and we're going to head on over to the roller coaster. Okay, I'm over here by California Screamin'. So the roller coaster's right here on the water, and it stops here on the boardwalk where you can watch it, and then it takes off and goes straight up into the rest of the ride past the Ferris wheel. Alright, little known secret, I'm in an elevator to get over to the other side of California Screamin'. Alright, now I just got out of the elevator. And now I'm going in another elevator. So, if you ask the cast member at the front of the line for a single rider pass, they send you through the exit line. Alright, so now I'm in elevator number 2. So if you're a single rider, you ask the cast member at the front, they'll give you a single rider card, and you literally walk up the boardwalk through the exit, up an elevator, across a little bridge, and in another elevator and back down. So now I'm going to the other side. Yep. Thanks. All right, so I'm in line. That took me about 45 seconds to get to the front of the line. So I'm going to actually turn this off and ride the ride, and then I'll be back. Okay, I just got off California Screamin', and I didn't record it because I figured I'd record it on my second time, which might not happen after that first time. So there's nothing like riding a roller coaster in the rain when it's about 55 degrees out. It starts out with a countdown, and then it shoots you up this hill, which is pretty fast. I was in the very last car. And then it's pretty tame. It's fun in the beginning. And then right before you go upside down in the loop, it gets a little crazier. And then there's a couple little up and down parts at the end. You're kind of a wood roller coaster look, but steel track. It's a lot of fun. And it's a long ride. It seemed like a lot longer than some of the rides, roller coasters that I'd done at Disney World. So we're going to keep walking around, and I'll be back on in just a minute. Okay, I just walked by the Jumpin' Jellyfish, which is very well themed. It's looks like a really great ride for kids. It's kind of, there's two towers that have kind of like the parachute drops that they have at some of the amusement parks, but the parachutes are themed to look like jellyfish, and it has a bench seat that fits two people, and it goes up just a little ways and then kind of drops down slowly. And there's the Silly Symphony swings, which is similar to the swings that you see at some of the classic boardwalk amusement parks as well. So that goes with the theme. And both of those look like they're good for kids. And then the Golden Zephyr is also a kind of a kid ride that goes around in circles slowly and slightly up in the air. So I'm making my way around the boardwalk. And then on the other side of the boardwalk is a construction wall, kind of all the way around, with lots of buildings, lots of new buildings under construction. So I'll take some pictures of those too. Now they do have a Toy Story Mania. They do not have Fast Pass for the Toy Story Mania here. The wait time was 40 minutes, and we were at Disneyland, but of course we were at Disney World, and we were there for the Christmas season though, so the wait there was crazy. When I was talking to the cast member on the way in, she said last week both parks hit capacity at about 11 a.m. So this week, even though it's cloudy and cold and a little rainy, it's a lot better time to be here. I'm just walking down here along the water in front of the Paradise Pier. I can see the Midway Mania Toy Story ride directly across from me. It's very light crowds here down by the water. All right, so we're going to find another attraction, and I'll check back in. I'm over at the Pacific Wharf at the, let me think where I'm at here, the Pacific Wharf Cafe. They have soup salads, and they also serve breakfast here. And I saw everybody walking out with these bread bowls filled with, like, cheese soup. So it's like a cheese bread, round cheese bread that they've hollowed out. And then I got broccoli cheese soup, and I don't even like broccoli, and it's really good. It was about $9, pretty much no line. They're doing the same thing. It's interesting, coming right from Disney World last week to Disneyland, they're doing the same specials pretty much here at Disneyland that they're doing at Disney World to increase counter service purchases before noon or after 3:30. So they offer 30% off at the majority of your counter service locations at Disneyland and at the Disney's Grand California. So 30% off your meals if you eat at a certain time. But there wasn't even a line when I went in at kind of prime time, but the weather's not great, so that might be why. And then also on my receipt, I got a 20% off coupon for 20% off pretty much any merchandise at Disneyland or at Disney's Grand California off their main shops anytime before 12:30 p.m. So from the time they open until 12:30 p.m. So they're trying to drive merchandise traffic in the morning. And 20% off is a really good deal. They were doing the same thing over at Disney World, too. So check your receipts. And you might get a coupon on there for 20% off, which is a great deal. When I was a cast member, that we would get 20% off using our cast member ID. So to get that type of discount just as a guest at the park is great. So I'm going to finish my broccoli and cheese soup, then head out into the rain again, and we'll ride something else, and we'll talk to you then. All right, Did I tell you that it was raining? I'm sure I haven't told everybody enough that it's freezing cold and raining. So that's great for crowds, but not really great for to try to see what your first impression of Disneyland is. I am walking over to the Monsters, Inc. ride. So I'm looking for something that's indoors. Boy, there's a lot of Tron stuff. Everything is set up for this Tron Electronica show that is at night. Alright, so here is Monsters, Inc. The wait time is 5 minutes. That's the one good thing about rain. So we're going to walk into Monsters, Inc. So we're walking onto Monsters, Inc., and it is completely empty. So that is good. So we're walking to get on our taxi.
The Monstropolis Chamber of Commerce would like to welcome you. While you're in town, be sure to...
We interrupt this program for a special report. A child is on the loose in Monstropolis. A human child!
If witnesses are to be believed, there has been a child security breach for the first time in monster history.
We can neither confirm nor deny the presence of a human child here tonight.
I tried to run from it, but it picked me up with its mind powers and shook me like a doll.
It's true! I saw the whole thing!
Happy birthday,
Smokey Bro! Oh, gobbly fair! It's a crab with its giant forked tongue and rolled me up and down like a yo-yo. It's
a horrible. Oh, boo, we gotta get you home.
There's a kid here! A human kid!
There's nothing down here.
They'll never find her door now.
on my lap.
Mine's
a rocket. I love you, kiddo.
Good night, Pooh.
Kitty.
Kitty's gotta go now. Sleep tight.
We responded to a 2319 in progress and reported to the scene where we immediately secured the area in question.
I'm free after work, sir. Come back and see me sometime.
So that was the Monsters, Inc. Dark Ride, which is over here at Grand California. Or Grand California. Disney's California Adventure. And the monorail is just going overhead. That's a really good dark ride. Absolutely no wait. You get in a taxi cab. You take off. You go through all the scenes from the Monsters, Inc. movie. And then when you get into the area where the doors are, the door scenes are really, really cool. Lots of doors and lots of special effects to make it look like there's even more doors flying around. Very cute ride. Kind of wish I had Amber and Brooke with me to go on that ride. They would have really liked that. I might have to do that one again later today or tomorrow, and I'll try to shoot some video. So I'm in the Tron area. This whole backstage area has been turned into electronica, which would be really cool if it doesn't rain tonight, if that takes place. So hopefully that happens, and we're off to the next ride. All right, so we're over here at the Hollywood Tower of Terror. 13-minute wait, which means no wait at all. And we're going to go ahead and walk on in and dry off. Just getting ready to walk into the pre-show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hollywood Tower Hotel. In just a few moments, the library doors in front of you will be opening. Please stand back from the doors as they will be opening toward you. Thank you.
Amid the glitter. glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. Service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
Reservation has been made in your name for an extended stay. Wave goodbye to the real world. For you have just entered the Twilight Zone. What happened here to dim the lights of Hollywood's brightest showplace is about to unfold once again. Step through the door of an elevator and into a nightmare. That door is opening once again, but this time, it's opening for you.
Just got off of Hollywood Tower of Terror. Slightly different than the one at Walt Disney World. The pre-show, the cast members actually have a spiel that they do before the movie begins, and that was very good. And then the cast members in the elevator were actually very good as well and really into their role. And then we went up on the elevator Same type elevator, but it goes backwards when you first get in and does a little bit of a show. Then it goes up a couple floors. It opens up to a room that has a giant mirror, so you're looking at everybody in the elevator in the mirror, and then it does a Pepper's Ghost effect, which is the same as the Haunted Mansion, so everybody disappears from the mirror. Then you go up to another floor that has the lightning, where the couple disappears, that goes down the hallway. Then it goes up and down in the dark and drops partially a few times, which is really cool. It finally does go all the way up to the top and drops. It seemed to have a lot more drops than I remember at Walt Disney World. Lots of partial drops, lots of full drops. This one does not come out of the shaft and go down the hallway with a different Twilight Zone effects going on and then go into the other shaft. This one, you're in the same shaft the entire time. About three and a half minutes, really good ride. I walked over here to the End of the Line Club from the Tron movie, which is all decked out in Tron. It's like a Tron nightclub that's partially covered to get out of the rain. And I'm going to go head into Flynn's Arcade. I wanted to let everybody know something before I forget. We were at Disney World last week and this week at Disneyland. At Disney World, we were on the Disney Dining Plan, so you get snack credits. So it's usually about a $4 item or less is one snack credit. So some of the items in the candy store you can get. And I noticed here, since they don't have the Dining Plan and they don't have snack credits, that the items in the candy store, instead of being $3.95, a lot of them are $4.95. So it looks like at Disney World, they reduce them by a dollar to make them eligible for the snack plan. So that's one good thing. The other thing is, if I haven't mentioned it already, they're running the 30% discount for dining and also the 20% discount for merchandise at certain times of the day, which you'll get on a receipt. Or sometimes some of those things are on your park times map. Okay, we're going to head over to Flynn's Arcade from the movie Tron over here in the back lot. Okay. Wow, they have all your old Pac-Man, Galaxian, Galaga, Gauntlet. Oh, they got a Scramble, Space Duel. They have, of course, they have Tron. They've got some really good old Atari games, Stargate as well, Punch-Out, Centipede, Zaxxon. If you went to arcades in the 80s, you remember all these games, and they're all in perfect shape. Oh my gosh, I got a Solar Fox by Bally. Now the Tron game is in the back and it's got the secret wall where you can tell that it slides around just like in the movie. Get some tokens from Flynn's Arcade.
was Paige last night. Came from your dad's office.
So?
And so? Number's been disconnected for 20 years. 2 nights before he disappeared, he came to my house. He said he was about to change everything for them. Science, medicine, religion. He wouldn't have left then, Sam. He wouldn't have left you.
Alan, you're acting like you're gonna find him sitting there working. Hey, kiddo, lost track of time.
Let me something.
Now they have a Tron machine. Looks like it's a little hard to play because everybody's taking their photo in front of it. We'll play some games in here and then I'll head out. Okay, we're going to head on out to Electronica, and we'll see everybody there.